And we're joined now by Fiona Sitkin. She's an award-winning author, blogger, internationally renowned intercultural consultant, and her book is How They Made It in America, Success Stories and Strategies of Immigrant Women, from Isabel Allende to Ivana Trump to fashion designer Josie Natori and many more. And good morning to you, Fiona Sitkin.
Good morning to you. Good morning. How are you?
Fine. And you focused on women who have come to America. And let's start with perhaps the biggest name of the bunch, Ivana, not Ivanka, but Ivana Trump, who of course, married the president before he was the president. But she came from the Czech Republic. The president has a habit of marrying women from other countries. What do you think?
Well, I think he has a good taste in women because Ivana not only was a very, very beautiful woman, but also very smart. She first came to Montreal and worked there as a model. And then, the president, when young, was very, very handsome, and she liked him. And that's the story. He married her.
And then left her for Marla Maples. But Ivana...
it's not really that he left her. Ivana learned about the affair, and she was the one who filed for divorce. She worked for the Trump organization for several years, holding very high positions, because, you know, our president is very practical, has always been, and he spotted a big talent in Ivana. Made her work as a vice president. She did a lot for the organization.
They did have a somewhat messy divorce. I think he took the fifth.
They had, yeah.
Almost 100 times in his deposition, and she accused him of raping her. But beyond that, she's quite a woman. And she, I would say, has handled herself with great dignity throughout this process with her former husband becoming the leader of the free world.
Yes. She is very smart and very underestimated. You know, I wanted her on a book because she was underestimated. She worked very hard and made a big contribution, but even Trump, Mr. Trump, didn't give her value, and at one point when he was appointing her to be a president of Trump Casino, that was very down in the ranks. The board said, no, she is nobody, she won't be good. And he said, not to worry. I pay her only $1 a year, plus all the dresses that she wants to buy. How, demeaning is that?
Yeah, that's
but
rather
she did
demeaning.
A great job.
She's a nice and very quality individual. Another right. one, you start your book with the leader of Chile, a feminist and a spiritual force like few others.
Oh, yes. I love, absolutely love Isabel Allende. And I think she's a great role model for character building. You know, character building is an essence of self-building. And she did build her character because she went up the stairs one step at a time. She took the stairs and built her character when she was a feminist journalist and playwright in Chile, which is a macho culture. She was a teacher in Venezuela. She was a writer in Venezuela, then in the U.S. When she married an American, she overcame the difficulties of bicultural marriage. She overcame the death of her daughter, overcame her daughter-in-law revealing she was lesbian. And also Isabel overcame her own instinct to be bossy mother and bossy wife. It needed a lot of character building. She is a role model for me, and I think for many other women as well. Great role model, and I love her.
There are 18 women that you emphasize, focus upon, Fiona. Is right. there a common thread among all of them?
Oh, yes. They have a lot in common. First of all, they have a courage to reinvent selves. They all have open mindsets. They have mentalities in a flux. you know, to become an American and give up a little bit of their old mentality. And they also made a special input to this country's well-being and culture.
The foreword in the book reads, to start it, at a time when the American dream seems to be broken and immigrants are a target of abuse, how they made it in America reminds us that it was immigrants who shaped the American dream, making it believable and attainable, and they are still at it. I remember back in the year of 1992, Ross Perot, when he was running for president, Ross Perot said that our diversity was our strength. Have we lost that belief?
I don't think so. Maybe it's a little bit under the ashes now, you know, with all this instigated hostility to immigrants. But it is where it is. I believe that we need to build more on tolerance, you know, a forgotten value. We need to school people in tolerance, roll out tolerance, which is diversity, essentially, to prevent mass shootings, hate crimes, prejudice against different cultures and opinions. You know, all this is diversity and inclusion, and you know, I would love to inspire some good movement like Americans for Tolerance, things of that nature, especially after the holidays now. You know, we remember that Jesus Christ was preaching tolerance and was crucified for that. But the faith and movement he inspired live on. Isn't it great? It's all for tolerance.
You focus on a couple of women who immigrated from China, the world's largest country, a very sophisticated country in some places. Was it easier for them or harder?
It was harder, I believe. They did well, but it was harder for them. The cultures are too difficult, too different. But and the language is different, but the language is much easier. Culture is more different. One of my book subjects, who became a president and started with her husband a great company, Marvel, she said, you know, Fiona, my minus is that I see blue skies. And she really saw blue skies everywhere. In the end, the board of her company, on unproven charges, fired her from the president's position.
It's All Told in How They Made It in America from Fiona Sitkin. Dr. Sitkin's book is quite a read for women from all over the world who came to this country and thrived. And today is the 65th birthday of Jerome Allen Seinfeld. Jerry Seinfeld, now eligible for Medicare, ranked the 12th greatest stand-up comedian of all time by Comedy Central. He was at the Sanger in New Orleans a few months ago and packed him in as only he could. We're back tomorrow. Stay tuned.